Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, Barry from Watford here. Why not come and see Angelos and Barry's show live at Dingwalls in Camden Lock on the 1st of December? Wonderful fun, it always is. Just ask any of the hundreds of people who've been. Yeah. Go to live.angelosandbarry.com for tickets. It'll be great fun.
It's going.
He's turned on the tape. We're rolling away.
Hello, everyone at home.
Hello, listeners. And for all you new listeners out there.
For anyone who ain't heard this before, you're in for a treat.
Oh, you're in for such a treat.
Oh, you are in for a treat, honestly.
Think of the best thing you've ever heard and double it.
That's it.
And then divide it by two.
Yeah.
Subtract three.
Right, I've got that.
Times it by your original number.
Let me write that down.
Okay. Yeah.
Divide it by the original number.
Times it by the original number.
Got that.
Add four.
Yeah.
And what have you got?
Six.
I don't know.
We think that's right.
I think it should be six.
If anyone has been following any of this shit so far, do get in touch
and let us know if that's the right number.
Oh, we're going to Barbados. In the sunny Caribbean Sea.
We're smoking some marijuana.
Flying high
across the sea. Hello. Okay, so that's all the greetings.
Greetings, pop pickers.
Greetings, everyone.
I think there's only one place to start this week, and that is the horror on the bacon sandwich.
It's terrible. When I found out this week that bacon, not only bacon, but processed meats in general.
All your processed meats.
Like your turkey roll and your chicken roll and all that.
It's
all
sausage.
Sausages. And then all that stuff gives you cancer. So, unfortunately, I've actually given up eating all that muck because, you know, because they told us by the government to give it all up, you see. But the good thing, the net result of that is that because I've given up the meat, I've been able to start smoking again.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
That's a boon. And I took it a stage further when I went in the pizza hut the other time.
I said, do you want chorizo on that? I said, no, just
get a Rothmans, just sprinkle it all over the top. And that way, you know, it's the same difference.
It's the same thing, and it had that taste, Rothmans pizza.
It ain't bad, and it's an awful lot nicer.
It's not good.
But it's a lot nicer than rolling up a piece of Spam that I have been doing, and sticking a filter and trying to smoke it.
Yeah, what happens when you light that? It just like stinks, doesn't it?
It stinks. And you can't get a decent draw out of it.
No, but you can smoke them on the tube. So again, there's a yin and the yang.
I tried sparking up a lovely bit of honey roast ham in the tube.
Oh, yeah.
And I took about four or five lugs
four
of this.
Four dregs on that.
Couldn't get nothing out of
it. No, you've got nothing down into your lungs.
I've got nothing down in my lungs.
Okay.
So what I've done now is I've ground up a lovely bit of, you know, those little chopped bits of bacon you put inside.
Yeah.
And I snort that up like a snuff.
Well, you know what I do now?
Well, with your bacon.
Yeah, I vape it.
Mm.
Yeah. I got one of them vaping bacon machines.
E-bacon,
and I'm just like, I'm vaping fumes. You like smoked bacon fumes.
I have taken full advantage of this new thing. I went to the theatre the other night up west.
Right.
I took in an entire roast pig.
Did you?
And
where'd you go?
I went to see Charlie in his chocolate factory.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I got the pig out in a big bag, a big hold-all bag sort right. of thing. And
was it already cooked or was it...
No.
You cooked it in there?
I cooked it in there. And I pulled off a leg and I tried sparking it up. And right. the lady goes, do you mind? This is the thing. I goes, well...
What am I supposed to do?
You
know, I can't eat it.
I smoke it.
I smoke in a blinking thing, but people know. Go mad now. This political correctness
gone mad.
It's gone mad, isn't it? You can't get away with nothing
no
more.
No.
And in other news, you see?
The Lords have defeated.
Oh, yeah.
Constitutional issue.
All the tax credit cuts and all the tax credits and stuff, you know. And when I heard that they was doing the tax credit stuff, I was furious.
I was furious.
What bit was you furious about? I don't know what it means.
But what I say is the Lords are getting too big for their boots.
Yeah, but I'm so glad we have Lords so that they can defeat the tax credit cuts, which I was always opposed to.
The tax credit cuts. But Michael Flatley, I mean, he's one of our chief Lords.
Yeah, Lord of the
he's
Dance.
He's the Lord of the Dance.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to answer for. He comes over and jigging away.
That's right, and voting on our tax in the second chamber. And Lord Vader.
Yes, he's
he was
been
called
voting.
Upon.
Tracy Lords, the ex-porno.
Well, it's good that we have these people there, really.
Really, to say
willing to, you know, stop these things being pushed through by Cameron and his filthy crew.
Filthy cronies.
Yeah.
A dirty bugger. I mean, he's not smoking pigs nowadays as much as poking them.
No, he's not sticking stuff in them.
Filthy pig.
That's it. Tropical stuff, that, isn't it?
Tropical stuff.
Tropical stuff.
Now, you
totally
are
getting... tropical taste.
What's up? Are you going to read some of your novel for the Christmas market to try and get the horny mummies to buy?
Yeah, I've been dipping my toe
into the world of literary.
Erotic literature.
Now,
because I read that
Fifty Shades of Grey.
I thought, she's onto something here, you know. Yeah. But what I was concerned about was that book is. It's for women, you know?
Yeah, so you're doing one for...
There's nothing, like, to get blokes turned on.
No.
There's nothing, you know, apart from, like, the internet. You can just
Razzle.
Go on there and click on anything you like and pretty much see whatever you want. But apart from that...
Yeah.
There's nothing you can get in the shops.
Blokes are turned on by Razzle or Cameron by Frazzle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, well, there's a gap in the market here.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
And I like to write stuff, as you know.
I know you do,
So I thought, I'll give it a go, you know. And this is a novel that I've started to write, and I've sent a copy of this to Schuster & Schuster, the publication house. Try and get it publicated.
Yes.
And this is called Bum.
Yes.
All right. And this is for blokes between the ages of 30 and like 55, and it speaks to them in a language they understand.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for something for Christmas for your mates,
consider buying Bum.
It's by Schuster's & Schuster's,
and you can get it in Waterstones, I'd have thought, or in the internet probably.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to hear some?
If you don't mind, I mean,
let me just flick to an appropriate page. Oh, yeah, no, this is a good chapter.
Okay.
This one here. I was standing outside under a tree, and the wind was blowing. It had got up quite strong, actually. And I had my umbrella up.
Oh, yeah.
And that had turned inside out because the wind, like I said, had got up quite strong.
You've got to set in the scene. It's nice. It's, yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I was standing under this tree and the wind was so strong that it blew my pants down.
Oh, yeah.
And then my cock and balls was hanging down.
Hanging down, yeah.
And it was being knocked about in the wind a bit. And then all of a sudden, this bird... this bird walks past.
Mm.
And I thought, cool, I like the look of her.
Yeah.
And she catches my eye. And then I catch her eye. And yeah. She looks down to see my... cock and balls blowing in the wind, and she walks towards me, and then we roll on the floor, and that's the sort of thing that's just a little teaser.
Okay, well,
right. here, a bit more. Later, we was in bed, and we'd had it off for hours, and we was asleep, and. I needed to get up and have a piss.
Yes.
So I got up out of bed and I dragged my bum across the duvet. I dragged my bum across the duvet and I went downstairs and I had a piss. So that's £13.
Well, it's that's in hardback, the £13.
Yeah, the £13 one is, yeah. It's
on because hardback. I've got my book coming out.
Is it?
Yeah, my romantic novel. It's a little bit more subtle than that.
Okay.
It's more Mills and
Bloom.
And what it is, that speaks to men.
I'm aiming for the blokes.
But I'd like to say it's a little bit more subtle.
Okay.
A little bit more for the lonely female market.
What, like the film Females on the Train, you know?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, reading that.
Housewives, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'd like to be a little bit more lyrical.
Oh,
subtle. Here it is. It's set in 1930. Oh, David was in the carriage. He was staring out the window, all wistful and that.
Yeah, with the autumn leaves.
That's what it says, leaves outside. Oh, how he missed his wife, who had died of consumption and that not long before.
Oh, because it was that time of the year.
Yeah, just keep reading over my shoulder, because it was that time of year. What was this? A lady come in. Of course, David dared not even glance at her.
No.
It was a time of chasteness, a time of purity, and that. As he saw the hills disappearing past the train, his mind wandered to the beautiful mounds of his wife before she died of choking on her own blood and that. The lady come in. He glanced. Oh, good morning, madam, he said.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, she said. She was pretty nice. Her hair done up in an old-fashioned bun, a bun thing.
Okay.
With that, she bent down to put a case under the seat.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't help but glance. And he saw a bit of tits. She caught him and whacked him round the face and he had to get off at the next stop. They're just a series of short stories, really.
Erotic stories,
you know.
Even nice that you've mentioned the seasons and autumn.
That's right.
Because autumn is my favourite
It's come of year. Why is that?
I love summer. With all the sun and that, and all the birds walking around with like little skirts on. I love all that. They cover up a little bit this time of year, but I do like it this time of year because where my flat is, there's a beautiful tree outside my window.
Yeah.
Right. And it's all covered in these beautiful leaves and that
in the summer
and beautiful leaves all over this lovely tree.
And then
this time of year the beautiful leaves they turn to the golden brown.
Oh, is that gorgeous?
Yeah, golden brown. And then they all fall off. And then I can look straight into my neighbour's window.
Oh, and that's
lovely. See it getting changed.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's one of the joys of autumn. It's like that old poem by Keats, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Autumn is cometh. The leaves fall down.
Yeah.
I stand at my window in my dressing gown. Yeah. Over yonder is a bird in a flat. At this time of year,
I can see
her arse in it. But that's
cat.
And a cat. But the lovely thing about autumn is there's been so much lovely work done by the poets.
Oh, God, yes. Well, Yeats did a beautiful one.
Oh, that lovely one they'd done.
Oh, that beautiful autumn poem about the trees.
Oh, that one they'd done.
I love the autumn. The trees, they do turn brown. And if you stand beneath the trees with your trousers down. Be careful not to get nicked because.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Because you're seeing your prick. And just hold on till winter, unfinished work.
It was one of his unfinished
work, wasn't it? Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, oh God, there's been all manner of poems about summer and all the other
seasons. Yeah, all the other seasons.
Summer. This, remember that lovely one by Ted
Summertime. Summertime.
Ted Hughes. Summertime. On the flipping, make it right. There's ladies going all everywhere. I'm not like to see them bear. When the autumn comes again, I'm gonna be fed up again. That one was
another unfinished work.
Another unfinished work.
I've been getting all healthy though.
For winter?
Yeah, trying to get myself nice and healthy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
making sure I'm going out running and clearing my body out during a detox.
How do you do that?
What you do is you get a pipe and you attach it to the tap and you stick it up your bum and turn it on.
Oh, it's like a homemade colonic.
That's it. That's it. And I've been going running and all that and all, you know.
Well, presumably not just after you've done the colonic.
Well, it's a good idea to do it after you've done the colonic, because if you go out running and you've just done it, it leaves a nice little trail
of where you'll run to
and how to get home again.
Yeah. Well, that's handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, particularly as it gets dark earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you swallow some sort of day glow liquid, you know.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, everyone's on a health trip.
Good God, yes. Nowadays, I mean, you must be getting on a bit. You need to look after your body and your kidneys.
Very careful.
Oh, is it?
Very, very careful.
Yeah.
You know, I find
you cut anything out.
I don't eat the vast quantities of carbohydrates.
Oh, that is good.
I like all kinds of foreign mac I'll eat nowadays. Yeah,
Chinese.
Any old Chinese mac that I'm told to eat.
No, good. By the doctor.
By the doctor. I went to see a Chinese herbalist.
Oh, yeah.
And they sit you down, show you all the ley lines on your body and all that.
Yeah, all the pressure points.
All
yeah.
the pressure points yeah. and that. And I said, I would like to give up my unhealthy lifestyle.
Oh.
And I go, okay, like.
Okay.
Stuck a pin in my leg. And you know what?
He felt much better.
I felt an awful lot better.
Yeah, my doctor done that and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go and see this doctor. He's a Chinese fella.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I just want to feel better.
Yeah, in yourself.
You know, I feel a general malaise, you know. Mm. And he said, I don't want to sit down there. And I...
Yeah.
And I lie down on the bed and that, and he stuck his pin in me, you know. And I automatically felt just like a thousand times
better.
I said, God, what have you done to me, doctor?
Yeah.
He went, oh, I stuck heroin.
In your bottom.
In my bum.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, well, you know. It does the job, mate.
Yeah, it does. I mean, this aromatherapy.
All that sniffing and that.
Mm. I went to see the aromatherapist. I said, what you got? It's all on the, in the jars, like there's lavender, there's there's that, and it's a proper science.
Lizard's foot.
Essence of elves, you know, toes, all this old rubbish. And I've sat down, I said, look, I'm feeling ever so poorly in myself.
General malaise. Yeah.
So the woman, she goes, well, look, I've been stuck. She's not Chinese, not nothing. She goes, I've studied.
Hello.
Trinkets. Ding, 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 ding Bloody hell. And I felt $1 million. I said, what is it? Essence of lavender? Yeah. Dill? Is it an essence of snapdragon flower? No. Yeah. Bostick. I felt fantastic. A lovely bit of Bostick. I was high as a fucking kite. I don't mind telling you. And what's so handy, you can pick it up at any hardware store.
Even if it's temporary.
Yeah.
It just gives you a little boost to get you through the morning.
And what I do occasionally, if I can't get that, I popped in there for £49.50. She gives me some Tippex in a little jar.
Tippex thinner. Oh, that's the stuff.
And my wife says, oh, isn't it marvellous? It's incredible stuff.
You get it anywhere, can't you?
You can get it anywhere. But these people have learned, you know, they've stuck it.
I went to one of these. Like apothecaries, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
And he's got in there all these like sort of nice Chinese herbal teas,
yes,
and all that, and you know, lovely licorice root in there, and he's got chamomile teas, and he's got hundreds of them lining the wall and that. And I went and I said, Doctor, I said, Doctor, look, I have a general malaise in myself.
Yeah,
I just want to feel better in myself, like quickly, you know?
Yeah.
And she says, oh, no problem, sit down there. So I sit down on the bed and she says, here, drink that.
Yeah.
And I go, and I have a little swig of it, and immediately I feel better in my head, and I just feel more relaxed, and I feel like, and I said, boy, what is that? Is that like a chamomile, the extra strong chamomile tea? And I said, is it licorice root? Yeah. He went, no, it's meths.
Yes.
You see?
And, you know, and these people have studied, I wouldn't, who
would have known that would have done the trick immediately?
No,
and he bought it from B&Q.
Yeah, lovely.
You see, 99p a bottle.
Well, yeah, and that reminds me, did you get any gifts from your, you know, the chap is staying with you. Lodger. Angelos has had a lodger.
No, I didn't get. I mean, it's hard because you don't have to take the. I've got Daniel Day Lewis staying with me at the moment, I like having him stay, although he doesn't have to take the piss.
I
have to go and sleep on the sofa.
Yeah.
Right, he gets to bed and he stays until any time he likes. I can't go in there and get me clothes, you know. And he's artistic and that. And, you know, he cleans me. He's had all my pot noodles. Yeah. He's had all of them. And he's eaten all my Nutella.
Oh, right.
He's had a lot, okay? Yeah. And I can't say nothing to him because, like, he's a millionaire, isn't he? And there's a really good chance that he might bung me a fiver at some point.
Well,
you see.
Yeah.
So, you know. So he's got me over a barrel, really.
Well, this is it. I mean, I had Roman Abramovich stay.
Oh, yeah.
No, remember he popped over.
Yeah, I've had him stay.
He stayed in our box room.
Yeah.
Of course, I've advertised it in the Watford Observer that I've got, a 40-bedroom mansion on the outskirts of Watford.
Would
I haven't.
You put that on Airbnb?
Yeah, I did
on Airbnb.
So Roman Abramovich turns up.
Yeah,
he's
with
got
his family.
His family's bodyguards, his financial advisors and that.
Well, he come on his boat, did he?
He come on his boat,
and
yeah.
Went all the way up the Watford
all
Canal.
All up the Watford Canal. Yeah. Embarrassing when he got in there, in his Russian advisor, where is the swimming pool?
Ain't one, is there?
Where is snooker room? Well, we have got...
Well, you advertised.
I advertised it as a full-size snooker room.
Yes, swimming pool. Tennis court.
And tennis court on that. Mm, anyway, he stopped for a couple of weeks and, he took the royal piss. He really did.
What did he do?
Oh, he ran right. I come down. I want to watch Downton. He's watching some shit on the other side.
Some BBC 4 documentary.
Documentary. Yeah. I've gone, do you want. You know, I've got some milk tray in, for Margaret. Yeah. He gets stuck into both layers. He had various political opponents executed
in the hallway. That's how they deal with stuff, isn't it? Route one.
He had Berezovsky, who he took to court. He had him hung from our landing. I went, what the hell's going on? Margaret says, what? I said,
Because he's paying us 40 quid a day.
Yeah, to stay here.
I mean, you could have called the council or something like that.
Well, I don't want to rock the boat.
No, not when they're handing over that sort of cash.
I mean, okay, if he wants to finish our custard creams, fine. Yeah. I don't want to, if it's custard cream or a little block of plutonium 210 in my pocket, what I'd rather do, get rid of the custard creams.
Well, you see, it's funny, because I advertise my place in the back of the stage.
Oh, the stage magazine for actors.
So they could have someone to live when they're on tour,
Okay.
And I said, my place is beautiful place. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I said, it's like a four-story house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, it's got, it's got a four-size snooker table.
Yeah, and
it's got a jacuzzi. And it's got a 100-foot garden with a cricket pitch in it.
And
it's got a tennis court in
there. We both know there's none of them.
Well, there isn't a garden.
No.
There's none of them things.
No.
Anyway, I had that Mark Rylance come and stay.
They're very posh actors.
Right? And he come round and he was,
rubbing his hands,
thinking, oh, I've struck gold here. And he gets in, and he gets into the flat, and I can see that his face just fell. He just looked so disappointed when he saw my flat, which is two-bedroom.
It's a shithole.
With a Snoop Dogg poster on the wall.
Yeah.
Anyway, but because he's an actor, he's got such low self-esteem that he didn't say nothing.
No,
that's what you got to take advantage of.
Absolutely right.
You see?
I mean, they're so glad to have
anything. Yeah, you can really take the piss out of them.
I mean, we had wonderful actor, television's Martin Clunes.
Oh, yeah, one of the greatest actors of all time.
And he'd come round our house and I'd advertised it as four-poster beds.
Oh, yeah.
All the mod cons. Shall I tell you what he's got?
He's got none of that.
In fact, I took to waking him up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
We'd done a dirty protest in his room before he got there. And he's so nice. It's a charming place. Oh, it's lovely. Thank you. I think I might eat out tonight. Well, we've laid it all on for you, so.
What have you done the dirty protest for?
Well, for that doctor program he'd done mainly.
Oh, right.
And for the latest.
Dr. Martin.
Yeah, and the later series of Men Behaving Badly.
Oh, right. And, oh, shit, you Martin, protest against
And Martin Clune's On Dogs. It's got to be worth anyone's shit, hasn't
it? Yeah, no. I had that Clunes come round to stay at my
Clunes,
you come round to stay at my house. And
oh, how'd you get on?
Oh, we got on pretty well, actually, because he'd come round and I'd advertise the place and, you know, it's the usual stuff. When he'd come in, again, he said nothing. He was just so enthusiastic.
You could tell.
And I said, you know, and the thing about Clunes is that he's so accommodating.
It's
wonderful. And I sat him down in the kitchen. I said, listen, Martin, sit there, will you? And I was doing the washing up, right, a couple of pans.
Yeah.
I didn't know where to put them.
Yeah.
And because he's got such big ears,
yeah.
I just hang them off the side of his head.
Yeah.
I said, just stay there, mate. Mm. And he just stayed there good as gold with his two saucepans hanging off his ears, you know, for about a week.
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, you know, we had Donny Still.
Oh, the little fella.
The little fella off of... Ain't I got mums. And he come round and he's so short.
He's short.
And he was so grateful for anything we offered.
Oh, you chucked his way, yeah.
I got into standing room and I just put my feet up on him.
Oh, yeah.
When I was watching the telly.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what did he say?
Oh, glad to be here.
Yeah,
don't want to cause no fuss.
Lovely, yeah.
It's all lovely.
You want to use me head for anything?
I did. I put up some cocoa on his head.
Oh, right, lovely.
And
I had that Melvin Hayes as well.
Off of Ain't I Got Mums. Yeah.
You know, and I had him come round.
Yeah.
And I said, come in, Melvin, come in. Yeah. Oh, lovely, thank you.
Yeah, that's that.
I said, listen, Melvin, I've got a little job for you. I said, come in here, will you? Mm-hmm. And just stand in the bog for me.
Yeah.
And I said, just hold that bog roll.
Yeah.
Because my bog hole is broke. And he was delighted to do it.
Yeah.
And he stood there for about a week with just holding the bog, holding the bog roll. You know, when you need a sheet, you just hand
it to
you. Oh, they're so
grateful. We had Catherine Hepburn round.
She's
got shapes a bit.
I know.
When we do a salad, rather than spinning it, I just stuck it.
Got it in
her head. And sure enough, it was dry as a bone to toss. What the hell is going on?
Well,
don't worry, Catherine.
Yeah, we're going to watch on Golden Pond in a minute.
And actually, if you stand outside with the washing, that needs a bit of an airing as well. Sort of thing.
Oh, I tell you what we haven't done.
What?
I know this is the wrong place to do it, but we should have done it at the beginning.
Go on.
The 1st of December.
Oh, yes.
We will be doing a live version of this show.
Yes, at Dingwalls.
Dingwalls in Camden.
Camden.
Please come
to it. live.angelosandbarry.com.
And please come and bring your friends.
Bring your friends. It's always a laugh.
Oh, it's great fun. Yeah. And it'll be the first of your Christmas parties.
Yeah, live.angelosandbarry.com. 1st of December, Dingwalls, Camden Lock.
Camden Lock. Yeah. Don't get pissed and fall in the river because we can't fish you out.
No.
And it's got nothing to do with us anyway.
Is that? All right. Well, look, shall we say goodbye till next time?
Bye-bye. It's just been wonderful.
All right. Bye-bye till next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. No.
This is a Playback Media production, served to you in association with Why Not Think People.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.